there's a lot of pressure in our society to push through, to be resilient, to just do the hard things. But we don't talk enough about what happens when we push past our capacity and the damage that can do to our relationships, our careers, our mental health. Hey, I'm Dr. Regina, PhD, and welcome to Divergent Paths. This podcast is for late-diagnosed neurodivergent folks who are tired of fighting their brains and ready to understand how to work with them instead. Make sure to sign up for my newsletter, Nerd Notes, where I take a deeper dive into the topics discussed in the podcast. The link is in the show notes. For this episode, I'm unpacking what overcapacity really looks like, how it shows up in the nervous system, and why regulation matters more than grit. And I'm going to use a story about a puppy to do it. So my daughter asked for a dog several months ago. She was very mindful and thoughtful in how she approached me about this. She put together a video outlining how she would be responsible for helping with the dog and all of the different things having a dog would add to our lives. And I, my little mom heart just melted, both because she had put so much time and energy and effort and thought to it, and because I knew it was coming from a very genuine place. So I decided we would get a dog. And I did a lot of careful planning around this. I decided to, you know, get a puppy and to have the puppy trained. Boarded training, so went and stayed with a trainer. So we would get the puppy when it was a little older than you generally get puppies. And I looked at, you know, what kind of dog we wanted and the kind of lifestyle we wanted, because we didn't want a really big dog. I didn't want a really big dog. And I wanted a dog that was small enough to kind of sit in the back seat with my daughter as we like go on road trips and stuff. So there was a lot of care and consideration put into getting a puppy. What I didn't account for was my capacity. So we got the puppy on Christmas Eve. Puppy's name is Callie. She is the sweetest, most adorable animal that I have ever been around. And I'm not just saying that because she's mine. She is demonstratively cute. She is friendly and gentle and all of the things that you would want. She is very much a people dog, where she's very interested in people and being around people, and has been very interested in establishing herself with us and her connection to myself and my daughter. As I said, part of the training was that she would come largely potty trained and crate trained, so that we would be able to have her sleep through the night and kind of get past the really newborn phase of having a puppy. The training was really good for a lot of reasons, but also really fell short in a lot of ways, in a lot of neurodivergent ways, which might be an episode for a later time. But things unraveled pretty quickly for me. I became very overloaded very quickly with the demands of the puppy, of the training, of how I was supposed to be doing things. I got very wrapped up in perfectionism and wanting to make sure that I maintained the training as completely as I could. I had a running commentary in my head that I was messing up the training, that I was messing up the puppy, that I was doing everything wrong, and that I was, you know, a failure. My nervous system went into full dysregulation. I don't think I have ever been as dysregulated. I definitely know I haven't been as dysregulated since I've realized what a regulated nervous system is like. I definitely haven't been this dysregulated since then. I didn't recognize myself. I was on constant sensory overload. I was on the brink of crying all the time. My executive functioning was just falling apart. I couldn't remember what I was doing. I was like in what the ADHD what my undiagnosed and unmedicated ADHD hell was like. I was just all over the place. I was scattered. I couldn't communicate with my daughter and, you know, couldn't communicate with the dog. And she started Callie started experiencing frustration from it too. My body was communicating very loudly to me, and finally to the point where I couldn't ignore it anymore. I knew I was capable of raising a puppy, but I didn't recognize how much my ideas about things, my expectations, were going to compromise my capacity to do so. So remember, I've been talking a lot about this lately, that capability and capacity are not the same things. Capability are your skills, your experience, your intelligence. Your capacity is your energy, how much regulation you have, and the kind of margin you can work within to be able to use your skills and your capability. So when you confuse these two things together and you think your capacity is greater than it actually is, you can feel a lot of shame and you can make a lot of unsustainable choices. To be very honest with this, because this is what I do, I was not sure I made a sustainable choice getting this puppy. I wasn't sure I could do this. I wasn't sure if I hadn't made a huge mistake. Making this mistake wasn't just a mistake that impacted me, it was going to impact my daughter as well. It took me coming to that moment of truly out loud expressing to the trainer and to the key people in my life that I wasn't sure I could do this before I could get back to a state of being regulated. And what came out of this isn't that the situation changed. I still have a puppy. I still have a puppy that has been trained, but in a way that is challenging me. I needed my people to come and help me figure out a solution that would change my capacity. It took getting to a very low point before I was able to really reach out and ask for the kind of help I needed. Once I was regulated again, once I had had these hard conversations, once I had vocalized my fears to the people in my life, I relaxed and my nervous system calmed down. And the thing that happened was that the dog calmed down too. Callie started to be more like she was in the first couple of days we got her. And she started behaving like the dog that I had wanted and the dog I thought I was getting. And it took me getting past my breaking point. And the answer in this wasn't me pushing harder. It wasn't me figuring out just how to retrain her and like breaking through whatever barriers I had in my brain about the training and how the training had been not what I expected it to be. The answer was me seeking support from the people in my life that love me. And that was what broke me through this, and what pulled me out of being over capacity was seeking support that allowed me to reframe my expectations of myself and my expectations of the poor puppy, and to let go of this perfectionism that I was unfairly placing on myself and on this essentially, you know, just slightly not a newborn puppy. And by doing that, I was able to start adapting the training so that it worked for us, so that she and I could have a relationship, so that she could have a relationship with my daughter, and we could have a dog. The co-regulation came from, you know, my best friend showing up at my door with training materials and help and her knowledge of dogs to help me understand part of what was happening and why I was struggling the way that I was. And also that she took the time to look me in the eyes and say, "You can do this." And I needed to hear it. I needed to hear it from somebody that I trusted and somebody I knew had a dog that was trained like I want my dog trained. She and I are going to take another class together that is going to hopefully help me kind of get my footing a little stronger than it has been. We're going to do that for a few weeks. We're going to have my dog spend some time with her dog so that they can get to know each other, but also so my dog can see what it's like to be around a trained dog, spend a little time around a dog that's very similar temperament to her. Really, what this is something that is sustainable, because I have now asked for help and I am receiving that help in a very solid and real way. So the big lesson that I needed to learn, and that I'm hoping y'all take away from this, is how damaging overcapacity is. Even when you have good intentions, even when you make the best plans, when you reach past your capacity, you're going to hurt things. You're going to hurt your relationships. You're going to hurt your job. You're going to hurt your animals. I ignored all of the early signs that my nervous system was giving me. I did not listen until I was in absolute meltdown territory. Did I slow down and finally go, I have to do something differently here. I have to make different choices. If I had listened sooner, if I had been more tuned in, which would have been really hard for me given how overwhelmed I was with having a puppy. If I had listened when I was earlier in the process, I could have prevented getting to quite such a level of overcapacity before I finally was able to reach out and get the help that I needed and the support that I needed. Never should our goal be to do everything and to do everything alone. We're not meant to be solitary creatures. We're meant to function and move and work in community. None of us are going to have nervous systems that are constantly regulated. We are going to become dysregulated and have to work back to become regulated again. And it takes practice to learn how to do that. I hope that I have few and far between experiences of becoming this level of dysregulated and over my capacity again, especially now that I have a clearer idea of what it takes and what happens on the road to reaching that breaking point. So what I want you to take away from this is just that. You don't need to hit crisis to ask for support. You don't need to be failing to slow down. And realizing your past capacity doesn't mean you made the wrong choice. It doesn't. It means it's time to change how you're holding it and what you're doing. And that lesson is one I'll carry forward gently and intentionally and with more help than I used to allow myself. Because when we lean into our community, our capacity expands. Do you recognize some of this experience in yourself? Have you gone beyond your capacity and paid the price? Let's talk about it. Book a free 30-minute clarity call where we can see if we can find a good measure of your capacity before your nervous system starts talking to you.